Philip Van Winkle is in a study of the book of 2 Peter. Here's Philip.
As Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. So here's Peter, and he says, you know, these false teachers at one time were living and were teaching the truth. These false teachers, remember how we had said at one point that these false teachers will come to you privately. They will come to you from within. And now he says they were at one time living and teaching the truth. They had escaped the pollutions of the world. What did that mean? They at one time were lost, but now having escaped the pollutions of the world, now that means they were saved. How were they saved? How did they escape the pollutions of the world? They did so through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That word knowledge there is an intimate acquaintance with Jesus Christ. This idea of knowing Christ so well. So we need to ask ourselves, do we know Christ well enough that we have escaped the pollutions of the world as well? But notice what he says about these people who had escaped. He says, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, that is, they were saved, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. You know, there are some, and I've had discussions with them, and perhaps you have too, there are some who teach that they never actually got out of the situation. But that's not what Peter said. He said that they are again entangled. Folks, you can't get into something again unless you have first gotten out of it. They were Christians. They were free from the world. If there were never another word, folks, in all of Scripture about the possibility of someone falling away, then this Scripture would be enough. Oh, there's plenty of other Scriptures. We're not going to necessarily take the time today to go and look at all of them. But there are some people in the world today, in the religious world, who will tell you, you know, once you're saved, you're always saved. Well, there's nothing you can do to fall away. You just live your life and God will just protect you. And so some people will live their lives however they want, not expecting that they could ever fall away. But these people were Christians. They had been freed from the world. If there's nothing else in Scripture, folks, this makes it clear. Those who say once you're saved, always saved, they have to deny this passage. Now, I want to know something. If a person escapes the pollutions of the world, what is that person? He's a Christian, isn't he? If a person can escape the pollutions of the world, how did he do it? He can only do it by the blood of Jesus Christ. The only way a person can escape the pollutions of the world is by becoming a Christian. So these people at one point were faithful Christians. But now it says they are entangled with the world again and overcome. Oh, it's still talking about these same Christians. He says of these Christians, they had become Christians, but then they left Christ. They went back into the world. They've been overcome by the world again. He says it is worse for them than when they first started. It is worse for them than when they first started. Here's the word if. And this word if means inasmuch as. Inasmuch as they had already escaped. They had already become Christians. He wasn't saying, you know, if they had, as if they, you know, well, maybe if they did, but no. He's saying inasmuch as they already have escaped. Now they're overcome with the world. They're overcome back in this worldliness. You see this word worse right here? Hold your finger here because we're going to look at it again, but look over to Hebrews chapter 10 and let's read a couple of passages together. Hebrews chapter 10, let's look at verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of the judgment of fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. But let's look at verse 29, because here's the word I want us to see. of how much sorer punishment. You see that word sorer? Of how much sorer punishment. Suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God. Well, that's the same word. That word sorer is the same as the word worse in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. It is more severely bad. That's what it literally means. Could someone tell me how, if it is impossible for a child of God to sin so that he could lose his soul in hell, tell me how it is that it can be worse, more severely bad with a child of God than it is if someone never becomes a child of God. If he is a child of God and you say he cannot be lost, that means he's saved and he's going to spend eternity in heaven. If he never has been saved, then that means he's lost and he never is going to be saved, and by that he's going to spend eternity in hell. But folks, if that's your logic, please tell me, how is it possible that it is worse, severely bad, to be saved than to be lost? But folks, you and I know the truth. And that is, people can, after they become Christians, lose their souls. Folks, the whole thing that we've been talking about in chapter 2, Peter's warning, be aware of these false teachers. Be aware of them. Why? Because they can lead you astray. Lead me astray how? Unto what? So that you'll fall away. Fall away from whom? From Christ. Where will I spend eternity if I fall away from Christ? Well, you're not going to spend eternity in heaven. There's only one other place. It is worse, he says. It is worse for you to be a Christian and then turn and back, go back to following the world. It is worse for you than if you never even obeyed in the first place. And now he's going to make his argument even stronger. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Folks, those who are completely ignorant of the gospel are better off than a child of God who has come out of the world, who knows God to be true, who knows Christ to be the Savior, but turns his back on it. Now, someone might say, well, Philip, do you believe there's going to be degrees of reward and degrees of punishment? Well, I don't necessarily know about degrees of reward, but I do believe that this passage and other passages teach that there's going to be degrees of punishment. Here's the point. Yes. If you don't believe in Christ, if you've never heard of Christ, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 10 tells us that that person will still be lost. You mean someone out in the far country of some remote place, if they never hear of Jesus Christ, they're going to be lost? Yes, they're going to be lost. But he's not the only person that's going to be lost. So is the person who believes. Just like this false teacher, and he obeys for a while, but then he falls right back into serving the world. Oh, but it's going to be much worse for him. Why? Can you imagine with me for just a moment, sitting in torment for all of eternity, knowing that you could have done that which was right? In fact, knowing that for a while you did that which was right. Knowing for a while you were well-pleasing to God and to Christ, and to have to look at him in judgment knowing that you gave it all up, and to gaze into the face of our Lord as he says to you, depart from me. But you say, but Lord, but I was faithful. I was faithful. Yes, you were at one time. But you stopped, just like these false teachers. You stopped. Oh, how terrible that would be. But that's what it will be for those who fall away from following God. In verse 22, but it happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow, the pig that is, the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. One of these proverbs, you can go back to Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 11, and you can read about. The other one may have been actually a saying that had been handed down. But the point is clear. Here is a child of God He's cleansed himself. He's clean. He's living free. He's living right according to God. Things are going along good. But now these false teachers come. They have gone back to their old ways. And the picture is as disgusting and as filthy as it can be. Just like a pig that had been washed. You know, you bring a pig in, you wash him up, you give him a good bath, put a nice little bow tie on him. I don't know what you do to your pig, but you make him look real nice. And then you open the front door, and the very first thing he does, he goes right back out, and he starts wallowing in that mire, in the mud, and he gets dirty again. Well, what about the dog? Here's a dog, and he eats, and he eats, and he eats, and he's so satisfied, and his stomach is getting so bloated, and then he goes outside, and he just vomits it all up. And he looks around, and he says, "Man, that was so good, I think I'll eat it again." And he does. And he starts licking it all up again. Folks, that is a view of the child of God from the eyes of God when he obeys. And then he turns around and goes back into the world. Folks, we want you to understand something today. Be very careful who you listen to, religiously speaking or otherwise. Be very careful. Put their words up against what God has to say. Because you can fall from grace. These false teachers had fallen from grace. And they would one day spend eternity. If they did not repent, they would spend eternity in hell. And folks, that's what we're here to dissuade people of. We want you to obey the truth. We want you to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We want you to repent of your sins and to confess Jesus as the Son of God. We hope you'll be baptized, immersed in water, in order to have your sins forgiven, and then live and die faithful to the Lord.